Today we're rebuilding kick weight in Ableton Live 12 using a session view to arrangement view workflow, and we're shaping it for that jungle, old school DNB energy that feels dusty, heavy, and properly alive. The big idea here is simple. We're not just making the kick louder. We're making it feel like it has mass, like it's got a front edge, a body, and a place in the groove that the break and sub have to respect. In drum and bass, that matters a lot, because the low end is already busy. You've got chopped breaks, rolling subs, bass movement, ghost notes, all fighting for space. If the kick is weak, the whole section can feel flimsy. If it's too heavy, it bulldozes the break and kills the bounce. So we want that sweet spot where the kick punches through, but the groove still breathes. Let's start in session view, because this is where we can test ideas fast. Set up three tracks, one for the break loop, one for the kick layer, and one for the sub or bass pulse. If you've got an amen or some other dusty break, great. If not, use any break with a strong rhythmic personality. You can slice it with simpler, or use sliced a new MIDI track if you want to get editing quickly. On the kick track, load a clean kick sample into simpler or drum rack. You want something with a short transient and some usable low body, not a super polished techno kick that already sounds finished. For old school jungle, it's better if the sample has a little room to be rebuilt. Now make a simple one bar clip with a kick on beat one. That's it at first. Keep it sparse. The point is to hear how the kick interacts with the break and the sub, not to impress yourself with complexity. Then duplicate it into a two-bar loop if that helps you hear the phrase better. As a starting point, keep the kick velocity fairly solid, somewhere around 100 to 127, and if the break is already carrying low-end energy, lightly high-pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it's not stepping on the kick and sub. This is where the first teacher note matters. Think in rolls, not just samples. One layer can be the thud, another can be the knock, and the break supplies the movement. If every layer is trying to be the main event, the low end gets blurry fast. Jungle drum programming is often about contrast. Strong anchor hits against chopped detail. That contrast is what gives the groove its attitude. Next, we rebuild the kick body by layering, not by just pushing gain. Drop your kick into a drum rack and build two lanes if you can. One for the transient, and one for the body. The transient layer can be the original sample or a trimmed version that keeps the attack nice and sharp. The body layer can beat another kick, a low tom, or a tuned thump with more low mid weight. Keep it simple. You're not designing a futuristic kick from scratch here. You're reconstructing weight inside the track. Open simpler on the body layer and make a few useful adjustments. If the attack feels soft, move the start point slightly forward. Turn warp and loop off for one shots. Keep the fade short, just enough to avoid clicks, and tune it by ear. Sometimes a tiny transpose move, like a few semitones up or down, makes the layer sit much better with the sub and the key of the tune. There's no magic number here. Trust the blend. If the layers fight, nudge the start point of one sample by a few milliseconds, or try flipping phase with utility on one lane. Phase alignment can be the difference between a kick that just exists and a kick that suddenly feels twice as solid. Now bring an EQ8 and carve the pocket. On the kick rack or group bus, shape the layers so each one has a job. A small boost around 50 to 80 Hz can help with weight, but don't get greedy. Cut some muttonness around 180 to 350 Hz if it's clouding up the body. If the kick needs a bit more definition, a gentle presence boost around 2 to 4 kHz can help the front edge read. And if the transient layer is clouding the low end, high pass it more aggressively than you think. In drum and bass, the kick only feels huge when the sub is controlled. A kick that hogs too much 40 to 60 Hz can actually make the drop feel smaller, not bigger. Also, watch out for the break zone kick content. A lot of breaks already have a low hit buried in them, and that can mask your reconstructed kick. If that's happening, carve the break a little with EQ8, or use auto filter to gently high pass the break during the kick heavy bars. This is a classic edit move. You're not changing the musical idea. You're editing the frequency relationship so the kick lands with authority. Once the EQ is behaving, add controlled saturation. Put saturator after EQ8 on the kick group and start lightly. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB is often enough to wake the kick up. Turn soft clip on. Trim the output back so you keep headroom. If you want a grittier edge, you can experiment with analog clip mode, but be careful. Too much saturation can flatten the kick and make it feel smaller. The goal is density, not just distortion. You want harmonics that help the kick read on smaller speakers while keeping that low-end hit intact. If you want a bit more muscle, try drum bus after the saturator. A little drive, a touch of transient enhancement, and just a hint of boom can work wonders. But be conservative. Boom around 0 to 15% is plenty, and only if it's helping the kick rather than fighting the sub. For old school jungle vibes, a little worn out saturation often sounds more authentic than a huge clean EQ boost. It gives you that sample based feeling, like the drums were already cut up and lived with before they reached the track. Now let's control the envelope. Open simpler or the sample controls and shape the decay so the kick punches without smearing. Attack should be basically zero. Decay or release should be short to medium, depending on the sample. If there's a tail rumble that overlaps with the sub, shorten it until the kick stops before the next low-end event gets messy. If the source sample is too long, you can also resample the kick once it sounds right, then re-import that audio and trim it like an edit tool. That's very much in the spirit of this lesson. Commit the useful version and treat it like source material. Now let's make the sub relationship do some of the heavy lifting. The kick won't feel big unless the sub leaves it room. In old school DNB, the bass is often more of a pulse or a supportive movement than a giant sustained res. Use operator, wave eatable, or even a sine in simpler. Keep it mono with utility. Roll off the top somewhere above 100 to 150 Hz. If needed, sidechain it lightly or manually duck it around the kick hits. Even a subtle 1 to 3 dB dip can help. And don't get stuck thinking the answer is always to turn the kick up. Sometimes the answer is to shorten the sub envelope or lower the sub on the kick beat so the kick seems heavier without actually needing more level. At this point, test everything together. This is important. A kick that sounds massive in solo can fall apart in context. Always audition it with the break, the sub, and the fullest part of the arrangement. That's where the truth lies. If it's not hitting there, it's not really working yet. Now we move from session view into arrangement view. This is the point where the loop becomes an edit. Record your session view idea into arrangement view and shape a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. A nice classic structure could be bars 1 to 2 for filtered tension, bars 3 to 4 for the kick layer entering with more body, bars 5 to 6 for the full groove with break and sub lock together, and bars 7 to 8 for a little switch up, fill, or turnaround. Use automation to make the section evolve. Open an auto filter cutoff gradually from around 200 Hz to full range. Maybe increase saturator drive slightly at the drop. Keep the kick and sub mono, but let any atmospheric layers open out a bit with utility width if that helps the space feel bigger. You can also automate the break level so the kick punches through on key hits. The main thing is that the section should feel like it's moving, not just looping. This is where micro edits really shine. If the groove feels stiff, don't immediately add more sounds. Try small changes first. Move one hit a few milliseconds. Shorten one note. Remove a kick on one repeat. Add a ghost kick at low velocity before the main hit. Retrigger the same sample with a slightly different velocity. These tiny edits are often what make a jungle section feel human, sampled, and lived in. A little imperfection is part of the DNA. You can also make the kick and break feel like they're talking to each other. Duplicate the kick clip and vary it from bar to bar. Maybe one bar has a ghost hit before the downbeat. Maybe the last kick of the loop gets chopped shorter for a switch. Maybe there's a reversed slice leading into the main hit. Maybe the kick drops out for one beat and the break answers with a fill. That call and response energy is a huge part of classic jungle. The kick isn't just sitting on top of the break, it's in conversation with it. Once the drum loop feels good, route the kick, break, and support elements into a drum bus. Add glue compressor lightly. You're only looking for a few dB of gain reduction. Ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep punch and release on auto or a fast setting that breathes musically. Then put utility on the bus and check mono. The low end should hold up without any stereo tricks. Keep the master with some headroom, ideally around minus 6 dB peak during the build. Don't try to solve weight by smashing the master. Clean headroom gives the kick somewhere to land when the drop arrives. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't just boost the kick and hope for the best. Rebuild it with layers, EQ, and saturation. Second, don't let the break and kick fight in the same low band, high pass, or carve as needed. Third, don't overload the sub underneath the kick. That just makes everything softer. Fourth, don't oversaturate until the kick loses punch. Fifth, always check phase between layers. And finally, don't make the loop work and forget the arrangement. In this style, arrangement is part of the impact. If you want darker or heavier flavor, there are some great extra moves. A very short room or ambience layer can add vibe under the kick and break, as long as it's filtered and not muddy. A touch of drum bus transient enhancement can give more snap without harsh EQ. A quiet low tom layered into the body can give that wooden old-school weight. You can even automate the saturator drag slightly higher in the second half of the phrase to make the groove feel more unstable and aggressive. Just keep the sub mono and the kick centered. Let the movement happen elsewhere. And here's a strong final tip. When the kick starts sounding big but boring, don't automatically add more processing. Improve contrast instead. Make the break quieter on the kick hit. Give the downbeat a little more space. Tighten the sub envelope. Sharpen the lead-in to the hit. Often the perception of weight comes from what happens around the kick, not just inside it.